Gabe's Summer Break. Listen to two high school friends, Nicole and Gabe, talk about Gabe's plan for the summer. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 9. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hey, Gabe. Have you made any plans for summer break?
Yeah, I'm going to Guatemala with Jim.
Guatemala? Wow, that sounds cool. What are you guys going to do there?
We'll be helping to build a new elementary school and playground in a rural village. It's a volunteer program for high school students like us.
That is really awesome. Not your typical beach vacation. Tell me more about it. Where will you stay?
We'll be living with local families, which is great because I'll get to practice my Spanish.
That is great. So, is it an expensive trip?
Well, we have to commit money to help build the school. The organization recommends that we hold fundraisers because it raises awareness of the poverty and other challenges in these communities. Jim and I will be washing cars in the school parking lot on Friday afternoons to earn the money. We're also taking donations.
You got it. Count me in if you need help.
Thanks.
So, how long is the trip to get there?
It's about a 3-hour flight from Miami. We fly into Guatemala City, which is the capital and the country's biggest city, with about 1 million people. From there, we'll go by bus to the village. It's about a 5-hour drive.
That's a long bus ride.
Yeah, but I guess the roads aren't in the best condition, so we'll have to drive slowly. I hear the countryside is beautiful, though, so we'll get a chance to take it in on the ride.
Is it safe?
The organization that I'm going with has been working in the country since 2009 and has an excellent safety record. I'm not worried.
That's good. Will you get a chance to do any traveling around the country while you're there?
On one of our days off, we're going to Antigua. It's an old colonial town that is supposed to be beautiful. It was the ancient capital for 200 years before it was destroyed by a volcano, but it was rebuilt. I didn't know it, but Guatemala has lots of volcanoes. We'll also see Mayan ruins and visit a coffee farm.
It sounds like such a great opportunity to learn about a new culture while doing something good for people. How did you hear about it?
I wanted to travel outside the U.S. this summer, but I also wanted to do something service-oriented. So I started searching on the internet. I found this organization and saw that they were holding an informational session at the library. It turns out that Jim's older sister did this program last summer. I saw him at the meeting, so we decided to go together.
Geez, I'm just going to be hanging around at home all summer. When do you leave?
In about a month, the week after school ends. But we're only there for 9 days. The time will fly. We'll be back before you know it.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hey, Gabe. Have you made any plans for summer break?
Yeah, I'm going to Guatemala with Jim.
Guatemala? Wow, that sounds cool. What are you guys going to do there?
We'll be helping to build a new elementary school and playground in a rural village. It's a volunteer program for high school students like us.
That is really awesome. Not your typical beach vacation. Tell me more about it. Where will you stay?
We'll be living with local families, which is great because I'll get to practice my Spanish.
That is great. So, is it an expensive trip?
Well, we have to commit money to help build the school. The organization recommends that we hold fundraisers because it raises awareness of the poverty and other challenges in these communities. Jim and I will be washing cars in the school parking lot on Friday afternoons to earn the money. We're also taking donations.
You got it. Count me in if you need help.
Thanks.
So, how long is the trip to get there?
It's about a 3-hour flight from Miami. We fly into Guatemala City, which is the capital and the country's biggest city, with about 1 million people. From there, we'll go by bus to the village. It's about a 5-hour drive.
That's a long bus ride.
Yeah, but I guess the roads aren't in the best condition, so we'll have to drive slowly. I hear the countryside is beautiful, though, so we'll get a chance to take it in on the ride.
Is it safe?
The organization that I'm going with has been working in the country since 2009 and has an excellent safety record. I'm not worried.
That's good. Will you get a chance to do any traveling around the country while you're there?
On one of our days off, we're going to Antigua. It's an old colonial town that is supposed to be beautiful. It was the ancient capital for 200 years before it was destroyed by a volcano, but it was rebuilt. I didn't know it, but Guatemala has lots of volcanoes. We'll also see Mayan ruins and visit a coffee farm.
It sounds like such a great opportunity to learn about a new culture while doing something good for people. How did you hear about it?
I wanted to travel outside the U.S. this summer, but I also wanted to do something service-oriented. So I started searching on the internet. I found this organization and saw that they were holding an informational session at the library. It turns out that Jim's older sister did this program last summer. I saw him at the meeting, so we decided to go together.
Geez, I'm just going to be hanging around at home all summer. When do you leave?
In about a month, the week after school ends. But we're only there for 9 days. The time will fly. We'll be back before you know it.